these girls were like, screw our parents, they're in the Philippines. I'm like, you guys never thought to pay off your student, your parents' loans? Like, oh, hey, mom, we're rich now. We're going to get you out of the Philippines. They're like,
see you later. It's okay. You guys can do it yourself. Like, they're like, no.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our latest episode of K-Drama Support Group. In this episode, we talk about the show Little Women, which aired last year in 2022, and we also share our opinions about other dramas, including Something in the Rain, one of my personal favorites. I hope that you enjoy. So, hi everybody, this is Dr. Chi.
Hello, this is Lenora.
And this is, we only have a way to introduce ourselves, right?
Yeah, I have been watching one of your faves sometimes. Is it Something in the Rain? Yes, yeah, Something in the Rain. I started that. It's really good. I like it. I love the nostalgic vibe of the music, the romance, like the underdog story of the main protagonist. Yeah, I would definitely recommend it to people. I'm just in the beginning, like on episode 5 now. Yeah, what about you?
Are you sick of the song yet?
No, I love it. I'm surprised I don't hate it, but I like it.
I think we prepared you for it. We were like, okay, the song, it's so annoying. The song. You're like,
No, yeah. I like it. As a 90s like vibe, I like it.
If they didn't have that song, I think it might have been one of the best dramas ever. You know?
You just wanted to edit out the song.
Put in any other song. It doesn't matter. Don't even have music. Just take it out.
Just take it out.
Perfect, I think. Cool. Are you watching anything else?
The only thing I've started was Something in the Rain, pretty much. Oh. Yeah.
Got you. Cool. I'm watching that, the drama with Park Min Young, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday drama, or I think it's called Love Contract in English. Exactly. Cool. So let's talk about Little Women, the show that both of us watched.
Yeah. So
overall, did you like it?
Yes, I did like it. I found it very enjoyable. The writing was exciting, some points predictable, but it kept me like tuned in. I wanted to tune in every week, so I enjoyed it. Yeah.
So you said some parts were predictable. What parts were predictable?
I don't know, just the beginning and just when I felt like with the, what do you call it, the O sisters, just the beginning parts, you could kind of tell that the family that, what was the name of the family? I just want to look up that quickly. The rich family that they were interacting with, basically, the Wan family. Yeah, you could kind of tell from the beginning that they were going to be sinister, but the main sister the little sister was helping their daughter, In-hee, but the eldest sister, In-jo, when she started working with them, it's like she was kind of being a bit naive and thinking, oh, I could kind of trust these people, even though she was seeing little red flags. But I was like, it's kind of predictable because in most drama series, the main character doesn't see the red flags right away. And then eventually they start to pick up on them. But some characters, they might notice them right away. But her character was kind of like, it was part of her character. She's kind of oblivious to things. And then later on, she'd notice and be like, uh-oh. Yeah. And it'd be like too late at that point. So some parts like that were predictable. And even with the guy who's kind of like her loved interest, but he was kind of like, you couldn't tell what side he was on. You couldn't tell from the beginning. You're like, is he good? Is he bad? Like, where is he? With him, it's just like, she was kind of trusting of him. And again, that was kind of predictable. But then later on, you're like, oh, maybe he's going to double cross her. And then he kind of did. But then you're thinking he's ultimately going to save her. And he kind of does. So some parts are kind of, you know what I mean?
Oh, you predicted everything. You're like, oh yeah, I know it's going to happen.
Because I've seen it in so many dramas, not just Korean dramas, but Western dramas, you have those type of archetypes, you see them again and again, but there were still a lot of surprises in the drama too, so it wasn't totally predictable. Yeah, but some parts were.
Yeah, I kind of feel dumb because I didn't predict any of that.
No, just some parts, but I didn't predict the whole, what is it, the society, what do you call it, Jung-ran society with the orchids and all, that was like a crazy storyline. I was not expecting that at all.
It was crazy. And like,
It's funny because I knew that he was also going to betray her at some point, and I knew that I wasn't sure that it was going to come out okay in the end. I was like, oh, he's going to betray her at some point. And I was like, this is the moment. And then it wasn't. This is the moment. And then it wasn't the moment. And then the moment was the moment. I was like, oh, it's the moment.
It's the moment. You're like, no, but no. Yeah. I feel like the writers did a good job too to like, even though they're predictable moments, with the way they put the world together, it was interesting. Yeah, mm-hmm. I liked it. Mm-hmm.
I agree. I like the world building. Overall, I thought that it was believable. You know, like I feel like the because with me, I'm like, verisimilitude. Does it click? Check the box. And I was like,
yeah.
I think that this stuff could actually happen to somebody. Oh, yeah. You know, it didn't feel like, oh yeah, this is just so out of left field. I was like, no, I find it pretty believable. And so yeah, I like the drama overall. I really enjoyed it. And every week I was like, oh my gosh, like what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Next weekend. Oh no, they didn't release it all at once. I was so sad. And I was like, well, I could have just, you know, watched it all later, but I was like, no, I have to watch Kim Golan's next drama because I really like her as an actress, you know?
Yes, we love her.
I feel like every time she like puts out something, I'm like, am I going to watch it? Of course I'm going to watch it.
Of course I'm going to watch it. You have to support.
Yeah. So you said that you had questions ready.
Yeah. The first question I had was, how did you feel about like the show initially when you first started? Did you think it was going to be similar to Little Women, like the westernized story of Little Women? Or did you think they're going to do something really different?
I thought that it was going to be similar to the western story when I started watching it. This is Louisa May Alcott, right?
Exactly.
Classic, you know, part of the American classics
literature. Yeah, exactly.
Many of us read her work growing up. So, and then I literally kept watching and I was like, this has nothing to do with Little Women. I don't understand. Yeah. Like, not. <Pretty much. laughs> I was like, this makes no sense. And then I was talking to a friend of mine, Tracy, and she was like, oh yeah, it's so obvious. This is Little Women. Like, the reporter is Joe. This person, the little sister is that. I was like, but then it's like, oh, Lori, the boy who like falls in love with Joe, right? And in Little Women, I remember reading it and being like, Joe should be with Lori. Joe loves Lori. And then she's like, no, I'm not going to be with you, Lori. I'm going to be with this older man who appreciates my writing. I was like,
and Joe's friend basically died because of the money. So I was like, how's she gonna hide this? How's she gonna like hide it from the what's it called? The Juan family. And I was like, okay, this is gonna be really interesting. So I was curious to figure out how she was gonna navigate or just smuggle the money or do what she can with it. And then yeah, I wanted to learn more about the sisters. So yeah, that was my initial thought, that it's gonna be more heisty or more like a lot more action. Yeah, than the American version of Little Women. Yeah, the original version. Yeah. Okay. So another question we have about the show is like, how did we think the characters grew from like the beginning of the series to the end? So this, I guess the sisters, because they were the main characters. I'll answer first. So I think that I like the growth in each character. I felt especially at the end that they showed how much they grew. So like in Joe, Kim Go-on's character, I feel like she started to care more about herself towards the end, which was good. And then when her sister gave her the money, it was just like, okay, now you can kind of take care of yourself, do whatever you want to do in your life. And just going through all these different journeys with her sister and with the Juan family and everything that happened, I think it just made her more, less trusting, a little bit less naive, and to realize how strong she is as a person.
Just like, I don't think any of them grew.
Really?
I don't think there was any change in the development of the characters. I love the eldest girl, she's kind of dumb at the end. She's like, you know what?
She's kind of dumb, but she's like a little bit smarter. Nope. You're like, no.
But I think the most growth I saw was in the middle sister's character.
Yeah, she did. She changed a lot in Chung. She definitely changed. Yeah.
Where she was like, okay, what's her name is In Chung, you said?
In Kyung.
Yeah. She's like, okay, I've done this whole investigative journalism thing, but now I realize I really love you. And so let's go, let's go, you know, build a life together abroad in the United States. And I was like,
oh, that was cute. Definitely. Yeah.
Was a little sister. I don't know. I don't even know what happened to her.
Yeah. Her plot was kind of weird because it's like, on one hand, I'm like, okay, yeah, her, In-hee and her little friend, the Wan family's daughter, kind of like ran off. They both ran off and just did their own thing. And they're like, okay, we're going to be artists now and, you know, become artists. But it was kind of like, okay, everyone's worried about you and you just disappear. And then you're like, yeah, I'm good. We'll see each other one day. And I was like, come on, like, your sisters are worried about you and that's what you tell them. I was like, some of the writing here is a bit like, it's like, the good thing was she gave them the money, her, Hyorin and, in, what's her name, in the youngest sister, In-hee, they did get the money.
Yeah.
So that was a good thing. Yeah, they basically got the money, but they went, and got the money with, Do-il, but still, like, the way they did it, it's like, your family's worried about you. Like, this is weird.
Also, I'm like, I'm not even convinced that the law would not come after the sisters for getting the money, you know? Like, the sister was involved in this, you know, this fraud scheme.
Yeah.
And then gets millions of dollars in her bank account. I'm pretty sure that their equivalent of the feds would be watching and be, like, concerned. You know what I mean? So that part, I believe the story up until the very end, where I was like,
yeah.
What happened? I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think of the show might reflect about Korean society?
That money is very much like a big part of life. Like, obviously in, you know, most countries it is, but definitely just survival. Like, you need money to survive, but sometimes you can go overboard because of the classism in the country. Like, just having money to have basic survival, it's such a big deal when you're of a lower class versus higher class. And then just the way people are treated in society is really terrible. Like, there's a lot of classism. So I think that was one of the bigger themes.
So you don't think that there's classism here?
Oh, yeah, sure. In America, there's classism. In Canada, here in Canada, there's definitely classism. I just think in Korea, it's more visible because people don't really sugarcoat it in TV shows. Whereas, like, in when I watch Canadian series, sometimes you can tell, like, certain dramas, when it's, like, a crime drama, you can tell there's different class levels. But overall, they try to make it seem like everyone's middle class. But even when you watch American dramas, except for a few, like, drama series where you can see different classes, like maybe HBO drama series and stuff like that. But overall, they try and make it seem like everyone's of the same class. But then in reality, it's not like that. And then there is discrimination. But in Korea, they just put it in front of your face that, like, yeah, the sisters are being mistreated in their workplaces, at school, simply because of their class, not because they did anything wrong. And so they're just striving so hard to become successful, to prove themselves to people, their identity, which everyone has to face that, but they really make it seem like there's no hope unless I prove to people that I am something, which is tragic. So yeah, basically.
I agree. I think, you know, classism is a huge theme in this show, and I didn't even thought about it that way, but you're right. Like, I think it shows the classism that exists there, and like very overt classism. People are like, you're like, it's obvious that you grew up poor because you do XYZ. Whereas
I think you're just like, the heck, what? That's crazy.
I don't know, like, Canada, but in the United States, at least, you know, if you're like wealthy and somebody else does poor people stuff, you wouldn't say it to them, but you would think it, I think. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, oh, that person grew up different from me, you know, like, oh, you know, like a knowing thing. I think it might happen here. They won't say it, but they'd still be judging you and probably still also be discriminating against you, just not telling it to your face, you know? Mm-hmm. Which, what the kind of classism I'm used to, at least. Is it similar in Canada?
Yeah, it's more subtle, and it depends, again, where you go to school. So if you go to, like, a private school and you're, let's say, of a different class, then you'd see it more. Like, I had a friend, her university was more, I guess more affluent people went to that university, and they would say, make little comments like that, like, oh, so-and-so is not rich like us, and da-da. And I was like, wow, like, that was so blatant, you know? So,
but the other thing that I really feel like I learned from this drama was the importance of debt. I find that dramas these days, there's a lot more emphasis and discussion around debt and debt accumulation. Like, if somebody comes around, like, hey, your grandpa or your dad, like, owed all this money, you got to pay it up. You know, it's a whole thing. And I find it really striking how the mom, I was like, I'm used to stories of people migrating to other countries for work. Mm-hmm. I'm even accustomed to stories of people migrating for work and having their passports taken from them, particularly in places like the Middle East, where I think that's a lot more common. Mm-hmm. But the way that these people from South Korea, which one would think of as like a high-income country, right, an OECD nation, having people who are in so much debt or poverty, what have you, that they have to leave the country to work and end up in the Philippines, moving to the Philippines, and her father being in a situation, well, it seems like the mom ended up being in a situation where they took her passport. You, like, you have to work until, you know.
Yeah, it's rough. Like, I was like, whoa, like, Philippines and just, yeah, their whole family situation. Yeah, you really saw that debt is such a huge theme in this. And there's another drama, My Mister, that one, that was a huge theme as well. And especially with loan sharks. In a lot of K-dramas, you see loan sharks. And before that drama, I'd never seen, like, a loan shark be that, you know, prominent in any drama series, like Western, non-Western, whatever. So I was like, whoa, this is like a serious problem, and they can actually come to your house and like beat you up and all that stuff. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. But yeah, you really saw how much it affected the family. Yeah.
And it reminds you of Squid Game, where the guy was in debt and they're like, we're going to take a liver. We're going to take
I was like,
organ. I was like,
you're like, what? When you can't pay, you can't like go bank, just go bankrupt. Like, you have to give your liver away. Like, this is crazy.
And so I'm just like, on the one hand, it's like, oh, this is what happens when you don't have a lot of formal loan servicing. I think I remember reading an article. No, I remember skimming the abstract for an article about high income to debt ratio in South Korea and how like there's a lot of debt that's happening there. And we live in the United States. Well, no, I live in the United States. You live in Canada. I don't know about you, but here people walk around with a lot of credit card debt. But I remember looking at the debt ratio. I think it was higher in South Korea. These girls were like, screw our parents. They're in the Philippines. I'm like, you guys never thought to pay off your parents' loans? Like, oh, hey, mom, we're rich now. We're going to get you out of the Philippines. They're like,
no, it's okay. You guys can do it yourself. Like, they're like, no.
Mom was like, oh, we got out. Now we're going to travel the world or something. And I was like, but.
Okay. What did you think of the whole Won family and that, the murder plot? Like the way that it turned out that the mother of the Won family, what's her name? Her name is Sang Ah, how she was like a murderer. Like, what did you think of that and that whole plot line? The secret murderess, basically. What did you think of that?
I was like, holy crap, this is like the third drama I've seen that's had like really bad women this year. Yeah. There's a trend happening where like people, these writers are like, you know, I don't know if it's a feminist movement or a response to the feminist movement. I don't know if it's backlash or what, but they're like, we're gonna write some roles for women that are complicated, that are not just women as goody two-shoe princesses that are to be kept and like look beautiful, but like complicated. And we're gonna write some stories about psychopaths.
I think she did a good job. Like the actress Ji-Won, she did an awesome job of showing that, like, in a way, it's like she was evil, but you still felt bad for her because of her childhood, and you still felt some empathy towards her because she did care about her daughter, but she was also evil and like killing everyone and trying to kill the main sisters, especially in Ju. She treated her like a doll, so it was messed up, but you felt sorry for her because, yeah, something happened like with her childhood, and just mentally she was not fully there. But she was an interesting character because you weren't expecting that. I was thinking that it was going to be what is his name? Jae Sang, who was running for president. Like, I thought her husband was going to be like the main villain. And then all of a sudden they just switch it. And I'm like, pardon? Like, what is this? That was crazy when that happened. I was like, wow, yeah. It was really good writing. But yeah, there are parts of it that were unbelievable. Like, especially like you said, how the sisters, like the FBI, well, the Korean version of the FBI should have been going after them, and just how they got out of jail, and just, yeah, I feel like if it was more realistic, and we have to suspend our disbelief, it was more realistic, then most likely those sisters would have been like killed or stuck in jail or something crazy like that. But thankfully that didn't happen.
I like initially thought this drama was amazing and I loved it. But then like now that we're, as we talk about it, I feel like it falls lower and lower and lower on my list of K-drama favorites, you know? Yeah. Like I'm going to rearrange my like K-drama favorites. And I'm like, no, it feels like there's all these bows that are untied, but it's not purposeful. They just ran out of time or like,
they ran out of time. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get a second season to explain those things, or it's just like, oh, we're not that good of a writer. I don't know.
And maybe this, what's the name? The screenwriter girl or director, sorry, is Kim Hee-won, and the screenwriter, I don't know. Oh, screenwriter is Sung Kyo-sung.
Mostly does films, and that makes sense to me because I feel like this felt like a drama that's really a film that's been extended as opposed to like the traditional K-drama land format.
Yeah, it does have that film theme. Yeah, it did.
It had a serial killer, but it wasn't a serial killer drama, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't a serial killer. It was like a money, like classism, and then it became that in the last two episodes, and that's when it was like you have to suspend. It was hard to suspend your disbelief in the last two episodes. Yeah,
we didn't even talk about the big surprise in the second to last
episode. Yeah.
Did you expect that?
Yeah, I had a feeling. I thought the first time that she thought she saw her when she was at the auction, I thought that was actually her. And then when you find out it's ended up being Sang-ah, I was like, oh. I was like, okay, maybe she... But I was like, no, she's probably alive. She has to be alive. I was not expecting the plot twist that she was, like, working with Sang-ah and basically one of her puppets. But I knew she was going to help Inju in the end, but... I was like, she has to be alive. It's just too weird. Like, she has to be alive. Yeah.
I thought it was interesting because I thought that, like, she was alive. Well, she was like, oh, I saw her. And Roman's like, no, you didn't. She's dead.
Yeah. No. Doyle's like, she's dead. She's dead.
No, she's dead. Hwa-young.
Yeah.
Hwa-young still alive, kind of, like, put her in danger, right? Multiple times.
Yeah.
But I was like, when Lunchy made an appearance, I was like, oh, I knew it. If I don't see a corpse going into that drawer, if I don't see the dead body lying in state, I'm not convinced that that person is dead. The dead body, not just the feet dangling in the closet. I need to see the cuts from conducting the autopsy before I will believe that person is dead. So when it happened, I was like, I knew it. The way she walked to the courtroom, I was like.
Yeah, I was like, yes. But I was like, how did she survive that car crash? Like, that was so crazy. Again, suspension of disbelief. I was like, oh my God, how did she survive? Like, they should be dead. Like, all these people, characters should be dead because they've been, like, so close to death so many times in the series. Like, it was crazy.
For some reason, in these South Korean dramas, like, there are no airbags in their cars. I'm like, as often as these white trucks hit people in K-dramas, you think that they would put airbags in their cars. I don't know. But you know what? In the United States, it is. But again, in our television shows and programs, you rarely see airbags go off. So it's a plot. The plot device, you know?
Yeah, it's a plot device. You're just like, oh, yeah, miraculous. Oh my gosh. I was like, yeah. Yeah, it was just crazy. I was like, but I guess it shows you like how a wealthy family, like the Wan family, can kind of get away with these sneaky things. Like, it's just a lot of manipulation and paying people off. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, the whole like, oh yes, those are all actors.
I was like, huh?
Oh, she's so nuts.
Yeah, she's so nuts. I was happy at the end when I was like, she has to die because she's just too much. Like, she's so uncontrollable. Like, yeah, there's nothing you can do.
She had to die. And I was happy when she fell into the HCL, the hydrochloric acid. I remember that in chemistry class all those years ago.
HCl. Hydrochloric, yeah. I was happy. That was good justice. But yeah, I was just, it was crazy. it was a good drama though overall. But yeah, there was plot holes and plot, you know, a lot of suspension of disbelief. But yeah. What was your overall rating though?
When you say suspension of disbelief, did you feel uncomfortable suspending your disbelief, or did you feel comfortable suspending it?
In the beginning, I felt comfortable because some of the plot markers, it's like, okay, yeah, that's believable. Like a journalist going here, getting this information, that's believable. But towards the end, I was like, okay, I started to feel uncomfortable. Like the last few episodes, because I was like, either you would die, be in jail, or yeah, I just feel like it'd be impossible to do that much, you know, to get it. Yeah, that with the three main characters and just how they were solving the murder plot and everything. I was just like, yeah, most likely you'd be in jail or you'd be killed by this point if this was like another drama series. I almost feel
like they needed like another like half hour or 15 minutes to explain where this girl was all this time. Like, did Cho Do-il, like, had he like been involved in her disappearance?
Yeah,
it's like, well, we could have used an explanation of how she made that happen. And the whole storyline of the suicide, I'm like, wait, there's a girl who wants to commit suicide?
And yeah, I was like, they kind of threw it in there at the end. I was like, okay, that's a convenient, like, they just wrote that in there, like the convenient wrap up of the whole. I was like, well, what about her family? Like, where, I don't know, what about her friend? Why would you just be like, okay, well, she wants to kill herself, so it's okay. It's like, Ha-young, like,
or like stay in my apartment and like get plastic surgery or I don't know. I was like, and they're like, oh yeah, we decided to like look exactly the same and grow our hair out to the same length, and she was gonna pretend to be me. And I was like, how is this helping her not commit suicide?
Yeah, it's like she didn't care just so she could get revenge. And I was like, that's sometimes, yeah, I have a problem with like revenge plots when the person goes so far. Like that show, Fayoung went too far, like way too far. Yeah.
Yeah, that reminds me of that show Eve.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like Eve.
That girl, she's like, I'm gonna get revenge, kill yourself. I was like, that is not appropriate. And now I see why your suicide rate is so high, South Korea.
like
I'm joking.
No.
Suicide is never a good thing. Oh, I guess that we should probably like not even use that word because I'll probably get like, I'll do stuff to try to like
blur it, like, yeah.
Yeah, but I was just like, holy crap, this is not appropriate. Like, we are all in this thing together. We have to help each other to live.
Let's, yeah,
that, not just use people's dead bodies to disappear.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nuts. But it was enjoyable. Yeah. I'm just looking forward to whatever drama comes out next, and even to see what future dramas the screenwriter comes up with. Yeah, should be interesting.
I don't know about the screenwriter though. I mean, I'm glad I really like the storyline, but I'm like, why don't you just do movies? And I get it, like Netflix, mm-hmm, let's give all the directors all of the money.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just want a K-drama, you know. I just want like a,
yeah,
with all the tropes. But I do love a serial killer drama, but even if it's a serial killer drama, it has to, you know, follow a particular formula.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a Netflix series. I mean, it's TVN too. It's TVN.
TVN, yeah.
But it's not like, I don't know. It wasn't as satisfying as it could have been.
Yeah, exactly. They just need to wrap up, do a better job of wrapping up those plot points and just maybe taking some things out, and it would have been good. It would have been higher rated, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So 1 out of 10, one to 10, what do you rank it? Sorry, what was your best? 1 out of 10, how do you rank Little Women?
I rank Little Women 8.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. I'm right there with you, 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah, 8.5 out of 10. Yeah, I was gonna rate it higher until we like reviewed it. And then I was like remembering all the things I had issues with. I'm like, okay, it's an 8.5.
A couple of issues there. So good job, writer. Good job, director. Like,
yes.
overall was a good drama, and I would recommend it to people. But
awesome. So thank you guys for listening and watching K-drama support group's review of Little Women. Hope you guys tune into our previous episodes, listen to those, watch those, and yeah, stay tuned for our upcoming episodes, and even recommend dramas to us which you enjoy, or tell us, share your thoughts with us as well. And yeah, we can't wait to hear from you and talk to you soon. So later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of K-Drama Support Group.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to our show. Stay tuned.